I'm Wes with your Linux headlines on April 9th, 2020. The Linux Foundation is expanding its reach into the fintech space. The organization has announced that FinOS, the Fintech Open Source Foundation, has become its latest asset, with a view to having the nonprofit in turn nurture other finance-related projects under its wing. As its name might suggest, the Fintech Open Source Foundation has previously worked to drive adoption of open source technologies in the finance field, and boasts over 30 member organizations with more than 300 contributors working on 75 different open source repositories. The existing team at FinOS will be joining the Linux Foundation, and Gabriele Colombra, the organization's executive director, will continue in his role. Samsung has released new user space tools for working with the XFAT file system, ahead of its general availability with the next Linux kernel. The utilities mirror existing functionality available for other file systems and allow the user to create and format XFAT partitions, specify the block size to be used, and scan for errors and attempt to repair them. Docker has announced the creation of a new open-source community to help shape the development of its Compose specification. There previously hadn't been a formal and universal specification for Compose, but Docker is now working with the likes of AWS and Microsoft to help develop one, along with a reference implementation. The company hopes to extend the existing specification to more easily support cloud-native platforms like Kubernetes and Amazon ECS, and is welcoming feedback on GitHub and a dedicated Slack channel to help shape its development. The latest insider preview build of Windows 10 includes File Explorer integration for WSL users. The new feature sees a Linux icon appear in the left-hand pane of File Explorer if you use the Windows subsystem for Linux. Clicking on the icon will bring up a list of all the distributions installed, and selecting one of these provides easy access to its root file system within Windows Graphical File Manager. And finally today, the Qt company has issued a brief statement in response to the news that we covered yesterday. While the company says that it's committed to its customers, open source, and the Qt governance model, the three-line statement will likely do little to reassure the community about the company's longer-term intentions. Qt claims that recent reporting doesn't reflect the views or plans of the company, but notably fails to clarify what changes, if any, it is considering making to its open source release schedule and community relationships. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/142.